This show is brought to you by patrons such as Parkman, Milkbox, Phone Losers of America, Fancy Pants, Crispy 808, MST3 Clay, Mr. Turbois, Dharma Wheelies, and Gordo. Thank you to everyone for supporting the show. You can find out more at immoralwhole.com. You can find our archives at travelswithmiriam.com. You can find out how to contribute to the show at immoralwhole.com/show/contribute.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
I have a museum. Is that why you're calling?
Yes, we're calling about the museum. I'm here with my family. We're in the station wagon. We're just driving through, and we saw your number on the thing. So just give me a call and make sure you're open, you know?
Yeah, how old is the museum?
It's been open 3 years.
Oh. That's great.
Thanks.
You know, the Earth is 4.5 billion years old.
Well, I have a lot of evidence here that would say otherwise. But you're welcome to come.
I'd love to see it. I want to learn the truth.
We're open from 10 till 4 tomorrow. I'm on solar, and we've had a lot of snow and gray, so my power's out right now. But
you're
still welcome to come by, and it's plenty light for a tour if you'd like.
I can learn about how the Earth is like 6,000 years old, and then I can teach you about fossil fuels, and then you'll have light when it's dark.
if you'd like. Where are you guys from?
Yeah, it's just a friendly exchange of information.
Yeah,
I'm from Utah.
Okay, great. Yeah, no, you're totally welcome. I get a whole variety of visitors and love to show you around, and people find it fascinating, frankly.
Do you have any dinosaur skeletons there?
We have some dinosaur bones, but not skeletons, no. And I've actually discovered
the first fossils
here in Washington. Well,
really?
Yes. I've done lots of paleontology research in all over the country. Well, not all over, but in many states, and even a little bit in some other countries. Yeah,
we got to meet up because I have a special message for you. I'm actually one of the original Anunnaki from Planet X, and I seeded Planet Earth with our kind because we really wanted you guys to be workers, but then you kind of rebelled and stuff, so we went back to our planet. But I want to reestablish communication.
Well, that's really good of you. I take it you are fluent in Sumerian,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like Conan the Barbarian, he was fluent in Sumerian too.
Was he?
And he worshipped Crom. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you really don't want to take anything I would have to show you seriously.
This is all very serious to me. Like,
what do you?
I want to learn the riddle. I want to learn the riddle of steel.
Ah, here's something that I could show you some insight on. Some examples of people groups with iron from 800, 900, 1,000 years and more before the so-called Iron Age.
Because
a lot of people assume that's when people first learned to work with iron. But the Iron Age is just when iron became common in the culture. It's not when people first learned to work with it. So it's clear that people were working with iron, you know, in many parts of the world, including in Greenland and parts of Canada and Alaska, as far back in history as we go.
Did people use, like, iron to make objects of a sort of personal nature?
I know of knives and swords would be the main things that I'm aware of.
Yeah, but like, did you know, when the men were like away at war and they didn't have like females around to, you know, comfort them, did they have any device?
Is this me, John Wayne? Is this you?
Can I help you?
Hi there. I'm calling about the couch.
Wrong number.
Well, I'm calling from the Church of the Machine, and we really like to get a hold of you regarding the spaceships and the seed people. Is this Wayne?
Hello, this is Wayne. Sorry I can't get to your call right now, but if you leave me a message, I would definitely get back to you.
And then push a button so we can hear it. Push a button so we can hear it.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Hello?
Oh.
Wayne.
Wayne.
Hello? This is Zenu.
Zenu.
Oh.
I'm eccentric. I'm an eccentric man called Zenu, and I want to get to know you.
I'm electric.
I'm a strange man on the phone. I don't really care to get to know you.
I'm a seed.
We hear the seed is about to ejaculate forth into the world.
We call it the Big Bang. Oh, universe is about to be born. There's another parallel universe. Did your kidney come out your dick?
Yeah, and that's how babies are aborted. Don't eat the baby. What are you doing? Don't eat the baby.
It's completely natural.
In nature,
you know, mama animals will eat the young if they think there's not enough resources around.
I'm gonna eat the baby.
That's the moral behind the story. Shit rolls downhill. Thank you.
He just figured out there won't be enough Xboxes for his child, so he ate it. He didn't want to deal with the disappointment down the road.
That's so good.
If you're satisfied with the message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. Yeah. To erase, message review.
Publishers, Baron House, a wonderful day. How are you doing?
Hello.
Yeah, hello. You can hear me?
Hi, I heard that I won the Publishers Clearinghouse. I want to call to collect the money.
Who am I speaking with, sir?
Oh, this is Jack. How are you?
He's addressing you, you fucking jerk. Now say something back.
I'm sorry, that's my life coach. That's my life coach, you chutia.
You can do.
Don't let this fucker run all over you. Show some man balls. Show him the balls.
Sir, I'm calling for the money.
Ben Kilodi.
Okay,
hey, where's your fucking
night.
Sister at, bro?
God bless you.
Where's your,
no,
hey,
no,
put your, put,
no,
put your
no, I need
sister.
The money.
Hey, put your fucking sister on the phone. I'm going to bend her over in front of you. You won't do nothing.
Hello?
Where's
Hello?
Your fucking sister? Where's your sister at, bitch?
Who's that fucking on the line? Who's that on the line?
Banchor.
Hi, I'm calling about the Publisher's Clearinghouse. The people keep saying bad things on the phone.
Oh, fucking dirty.
Is that on your side or is that on my side?
I just fuck your one. Hello, Publishers and Clearance House.
Hi, I'm calling about the money that I have received and won.
Good day. You reached the voicemail box of the PCH Prize Patrol. Please leave a valid email address, your name, and your confirmation number for security purposes, and a PCH Prize Patrol agent will be in touch with you shortly.
Prize Patrol.
Thanks for making it PCH.
That's what they used to call
them.
Yeah, the Publisher's Clearinghouse fucking Prize Patrol would be at your door. Hey, hey, Fox, where's my money, you Fox?
Brother.
My prize, brother.
Help! Help me! They're fucking me in my ass! Help! Help!
They're fucking us in the ass! Help!
Oh, Mrs. Kensington!
Oh, my God! His dick is so big! Oh, my... Damn you!
Hello? Hi, I'm calling about the award.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. So, what do I have to do?
We want the prize money.
No, calm down. Calm down, Grandpa. Calm down.
Tell him we need the prize money. I got my credit card.
Shut up, Grandpa. I need him to tell me how to get the money. Sir?
Does he need my bank statement?
Oh, my God. If he gives me enough money, I'm going to put you in a home.
You came out of my ball sack.
I don't care. You're going to be eating mush in a 4x4 room if this guy pays up.
Back in my day, I would have bent you over and pegged you.
Sir, can I collect my prize, please?
Give us the goddamn money, please.
Waffle House.
Hey.
Can we put in an order for a big fat waffle, please?
Yeah, my grandpa wants a waffle.
Okay. Just one?
Yes, but I want it a special way. Can you guys make it special for me?
Okay.
I want extra butter, extra syrup, okay?
Okay.
And then I want you to sit on the waffle, put it between your big fat ass cheeks.
Smokey, I clean all that shit up for you for $10.
Thank you for calling Waffle House in Pearl River. Amy can't take your order.
Shit. I want you to make me a waffle, please.
Is that all you want for
waffle? Are you making fun of my voice?
I want you to make me a big-ass waffle and shove your fucking face in it and spit on the sides. How about that?
Look, I'm 85 years old and I'm smoked 3 packs a day. That's why I sound this way.
You fat bitch.
Why did she answer the phone that way? Was it because of the caller ID or something silly?
She was calling the house.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I called IHOP. I didn't want to call this ghetto trash place.
It's too soon.
So it says it's in their phone system immediately.
People die down there, and dying when you're not really sick is really sick, you know? Hi?
Why you talk so fast?
Are you going to
talk slower? Talk slower. We're not into rap music.
I'm stupid, so you need to talk slow, dumbass.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing, baby?
Oh, I'm doing good, darling. I got some waffles there, and they done tasted funky in my mouth.
They tasted funky in your mouth?
Yep. They was way so, funky.
So you said that the waffles are funky?
Yeah, they're real funky, like the...
Give me 1 second.
Okay, now.
I'll be right back.
Okay.
Nope.
Waffle House and Chalmette, may I help you?
Hi, I called earlier. I had some waffles, and they were wrapped funky.
They were wrapped funky? We don't wrap waffles. We put them in boxes.
No, they were right funky. Like, you know, some people be left. These were right funky.
They were right funky?
We ain't funking around, baby.
Did you bring the waffles back?
You know,
back,
like the
box.
You ever leave your clothes in your gym bag for a long time? That kind of funky.
Oh, no. I can assure you our waffles didn't smell like gym bag clothes. But if you bring them back, I'll check it out and I will remake them. I'm sure you didn't eat them if they smell like a gym bag, right? So go ahead and bring them back to me.
I tried the Febreze.
I tried
to put Febreze.
Bring them on back, and I'll even give you extra if you can bring them back. Okay, sweetie, have a good night.
Hello?
Hello?
Excuse me?
Hello?
What'd you say? What?
I know who I am. You called me.
Ha ha. Oh, really? Because I can tell you right
you?
Now, my husband.
You're the one that called me.
You have sat there and harassed me on my show.
On your show? Dear, where are you at? I'm in North Carolina. Where are you at?
Motherfucker, what the fuck, you punk-ass bitch?
Hey. Hey, little bitch boy. What's wrong with you? Is that how you guys act in Kentucky? You piece of shit?
Hello? Excuse me?
Hello, publishers and clearance house.
Who are you?
This is Dave Sayers.
What?
This is Dave Sayers, all right?
Ha ha.
You are not to have to train people.
I'm calling Waffle House and Airline. Call me, help you.
Baby.
Sorry?
Baby.
Give me some fucking waffles. This shit hella.
Sorry, wrong number.
Thanks for calling Waffle House on Airline and Causeway. May I help you?
Hi. The waffles I ordered didn't come with cheese on them like I asked.
Waffles
I asked for
don't come
cheesy
with cheese,
waffles.
Love. Stop playing on the phone, okay?
It's 8.
If I need to know you, leave a message. If you can't speak English, don't bother. God bless.
Oh, get ready, Bappy. You're ready, Bappy.
At the tone, please record your message. When you finish
Bappy.
Recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
God damn it.
To leave a callback number, press 5.
Bappy!
I don't know speaking in good English to you, but me and my friends, we wanting to call you and tell you, your gay lover is right here. He told me he wants to confess to your wife that you've been fucking him on the side. And we don't like it that you don't like the people that do not speak English because we want to fuck you too. We all want to fuck you, man.
Yeah, my name is Pico, you fucking carajo pendeja.
We all want to take turns bending you over.
I want to tell you, chupa mi huevo. You know?
Please, man, please, let us come do it to you, please. We love it. We make you feel really good. Okay?
I know so much English, but I can do things for you.
He can fucking good. He's that guy. Fucking good. That guy. He's good at it. The guy. He's fucking an ass of you. I promise. He's good. He did it to me. Okay. I'll see you later. Have a beautiful time.
Bye, maricón.
If I need to know you, leave a message.
Oh,
if you
this
can't
guy.
Speak English, yeah. Don't bother. God bless.
Pepe! Pepe!
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Hola,
buenas tardes. Buenas tardes, aquí estamos.
¿Cómo estás?
Aquí estamos con Papi.
Yo soy Snappy Mimi.
Papi, aquí estoy jugando.
Te amo. Voy a ver una...
Te amo con todo mi corazón, mi amorcita.
¿Qué es que vos allez faire pendant le weekend?
Buenas tardes.
Écrivez.
Oui, 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 oui. Un cavallo nella cucina.
Nella cucina?
Sì.
Che fai nella cucina?
Un cavallo mangia
molto.
Stai cucinando un cavallo?
Che ci ban, fine su.
Che pazza?
Che ci ban, fine su.
Non è normale cucinare un cavallo, non è normale.
Dai, pazzesco.
Brasil, che dice se mi sientes?
Dove sta il sanitario?
Ho ucciso un uomo.
Voy a buscar.
Hai ucciso un uomo?
Sì.
Un riconcito en el suelo.
Perché non hai ucciso due uomini?
Due. Ho mangiato un bambino.
Hai mangiato un bambino?
Sì. Unidos los dos.
Hai messo la marinara sul bambino?
E quando caiga la noche.
La bambino
strega nonna.
Strega nonna, sì, la strega nonna.
And,
We are Frenchmen.
Parlez-vous français? Parlez-vous français?
Donna italiana.
Waffle House Powers and Galley, how can I help you?
Help, my waffle is causing my friend to scream. Is that a normal side effect of waffles? He ate the waffle and now he can't stop screaming. Is that normal?
I'm sorry, I don't have time.
Break. Honey, are you okay? Are you okay?
No.
Why don't you have time?
You okay, Annie?
Okay, I have a real complaint. My waffle was blue.
Are you okay, Annie?
Hello?
Yeah, my waffle was blue. There's something wrong with it.
Can I take an order or anything for you?
Yeah. Can I have a stack of blue waffles?
Sure. I'll have it out in the thing.
Hold on, I want something too. I want something too.
Hey, can you tell all those customers in the background to shut the hell up? Those customers are making it very hard to hear you. Can you tell them to be quiet for a while?
Are they all running a train on you?
Plug it back up. Plug it? Have you tried unplugging it and plugging it back in again?
They're gone.
Are you okay, Annie?
Michael Jackson's back. Is it the hologram?
Hello?
Hi. Hello? Could I place an order for a waffle?
Just for one waffle?
Well, it's the one with extra butter. You guys call it the butt waffle?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and then you sit on it with your big fat ass and fart.
You can ask for it both ways.
Waffle, Gally, how can I help you?
Huh? Yeah. Can I get the waffle both ways?
Excuse me?
Can I get the waffle both ways?
What does that mean?
Well, one side's flat, one side's waffly. So it's a pancake on one side.
Yes.
Waffle House, Parker.
Hi, can I make an order, please, to come pick up?
We gotta come in, right?
Can you come in and get... We're not busy because they've been calling and haven't been picking it up.
Oh, yeah, I just have a problem. I lost one of my shoes.
You lost one of your shoes?
Yeah, I was running around. Me and my friends are playing Friday the 13th, but for real, and he was chasing me around with a machete, and I lost one of my shoes.
Shut up. So where
you at? No, like one of my Air Force Ones, I didn't tie it tight enough, and it came off, so I only got one Air Force One shoes.
Okay, so what do you want to do?
Well, I want to make an order because this game's been going on for like 6 hours now, and I'm terribly hungry.
Okay, so what can I get for you?
I gotta carb up. Let me get. Do you have any like combos or anything, or does everything come like a la carte, like individually?
No. What do you want? Breakfast or?
Yeah. I want some breakfast. I want some waffles.
How about the All-Star? It comes with a waffle, two eggs, toast, grits or hash brown, sausage, bacon, or ham.
Are those patties or links?
They're patties.
Patties? What are you trying to do? Get me fucking killed over here?
Sounds fake.
No.
Like, if I eat patties, it's going to slow me way down. I need links. You got links?
Somebody give me a motherfucking patty. I break it.
That's him. Hang on. It's him.
Nothing happened.
I love it. Please, I love it.
Well, it is in this circle. How can I help you?
Hi.
Hello?
I want a pizza.
Hello?
Hello? My phone is not working and I want to order pizza.
Sir, you have to order from your end. Yeah. Hello.
But my phone is not working. My phone is not working, so I want to ask you to order for me.
Sir, it's not possible. I cannot do that for you.
Talking to my brother. He's right here. Talking to him.
Hi.
Hi.
We need pizza. Can you help? Yeah.
Sir, you have to order from your number, sir. I'll not be able to do that.
No. No, you have to do it, Haram Jarikuta. You have to help us.
Sir, I'm so sorry. I cannot do this for you.
You know, you're not trying very hard to make us happy.
Sir, actually, I cannot install all those things, and I'm not able to do that. I'm so sorry for that. Is there anything I can
help
you?
Don't be a bunch of, please.
Sorry?
My friend said...
So what room you're in?
That he's very hungry. 215?
Sir, I'll not be able to help you out, sir. Sorry for that. I'm taking up the guests here, so I'll talk to you later. Sorry for that.
You are a bunch of... You are...
Thank you for calling.
Oh,
please.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
How can I help you?
I'm with API. Yeah, I stayed there the other day. I'm with API, the American Paranormal Investigations.
Uh-huh.
And there was something weird going on in my room. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know, I want to offer to do kind of like a pro bono in paranormal investigation of the room. I just would need to be able to get back into it. Is that okay?
So you're asking me to give you a free room of the old room you was in so you can do some paranormal activities?
Yeah, but it's not totally, you know, it's in your best interest because I think what you have is you have like a dirty ghost because like the room was dirty. So I think maybe you have a ghost that goes and dirties the rooms. Mm. And I could like root them out for you.
Yeah. You're going to have to speak with that with my manager.
Okay. I mean, I didn't want to escalate it. I just, you know, the wash basin and the toilet and the shower were dirty. I was like, you know what? This has got to be ghost related.
Mm. Yeah, we're going to have to bring that up with my manager. She can further assist you.
Okay. Is she there now or?
No, she's not. But she'll be in here at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. Have you ever seen the movie Ghostbusters?
Thank you. Goodbye.
Slimer.
Holiday Inn Express.
I just really want
to. Hello?
The lady right there, she took up my pillow.
Holiday Inn Express, this is Karina. How can I help you?
Why are you doing that? You're supposed to give me my pillows.
Hey, you take your pillow and you shove it up your asshole.
Hello?
Thank you for calling the Hampton and Grand Rapids.
Hi, I'm having horrible diarrhea. Do you have a bathroom that's open in the lobby?
Pussy.
Hello?
What was that?
I'm coming in real soon now here. I got horrible diarrhea. You got a bathroom that's open in the lobby?
Not available at the moment, I believe, actually.
Oh, God. Where can I go?
I don't necessarily know.
Get your finger out there. That tickles.
They won't let him into Starbucks anymore after what he did to the bathroom last time.
Right.
It exploded out of his ass all up the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great. Anything else?
I don't think you're being very considerate of the fact that he's about to dump his pants.
Are we really talking
about too late.
It's coming out.
Right,
it's coming out.
So, anything else?
Timber.
Shut up and listen to him take a shit.
Yeah, shut up and talk to me.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for calling.
By the way.
No,
hi, I'm
this
here
is Jay.
With...
How may I help you?
Hi, I'm
sir.
Here with my brother. Can you hear me? Hello? Hello?
I'm trying to find the machine. You know the machine that makes, it takes water and it makes it solid?
Oh.
It's like water in a solid form. What's that machine?
Oh, put an ice cube up my ass.
Oh, that's what it is. It's ice.
Hello?
Oh.
Yeah, where's the machine that makes water into a solid? I can't find it.
Can you put an ice cube up my ass?
What room are you in?
215. Oh. Yeah, put that in there. Spread my ass.
Hello?
Yeah, is it on the same floor?
Oh,
is it on the
yeah.
Second floor of the machine?
Yeah. Yeah, it should be right outside the elevator.
What is it, though?
You hear me?
Yeah, what is it?
You said who?
What
is right
it?
Next to
the machine.
It's right next to the elevator.
Why don't you use your big black dick?
The machine that takes water and
right is right out. It is right outside, next to the elevator. Yeah, the machine.
My friend Kat doesn't know what that is, and so I'm trying to help her find it.
You want to suck on that big?
Right is, huh? All right, I gotta go. It's right outside of the elevator, though.
You don't even know what it is.
Don't go.
It's, yeah, all right. Have a good one.
Don't go, bro. We need your dick.
Thank you for calling the Hampton Inn in Derby, Kansas. This is Joey. How may I help you?
Hey, there's a ghost that just answered the phone right now when we called.
Yep.
I'm sorry?
We're with American Paranormal Investigations. We're based out of Sacramento. And when we called previously, a ghost answered the phone.
I swear.
Okay.
Yeah, we're a 501c3 nonprofit. So anything you pay us to root out the ghosts is, like, tax deductible.
Okay.
Do you want us to...
And the guy didn't know what it was called.
Hi,
sir.
Thank you for calling Best Western. How can I help you, sir?
Hi, where's the machine that takes water and makes it too solid? Where is that?
We want your dick, bro. It
takes water.
I can't find
them. Is it making it solid?
That's what it is.
You're so smart.
The last guy I talked to didn't know what it was. Yeah, where is
it? Can you tell me which floor are you on?
We're on Big
Dick. In room 215.
215?
Yeah.
Okay, and are you looking for an ice machine or just like kind of slushy machine?
You know, it takes water and it makes it into a solid state.
I want to suck on your straw.
We don't have that kind of machine here.
See, that's what I was thinking.
Well, we
it's
do
a very
have
unique
machine.
Machine. Like, yeah, right? It's the machine that takes water and makes it solid.
A machine doesn't
go.
It's a machine.
Yes.
Now, what is that called?
On the second floor. What is that called? Slush machine? Ice machine? I don't know.
See? Nobody's sure.
Can we make
just going
happen?
Through life, you know, thinking we know what things are. Like tonight we learned that the Earth is 6,000 years old and that the first dinosaur bones were found in Washington by a guy who called us, or we called him. I can't remember.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, my tea kettle's going off.
Hello?
That's my tea kettle. That's a machine that takes water and puts it into a gaseous form.
Hello?
Like the other machine is like the opposite. It takes water
Hello?
And makes it a solid form. Hi.
Okay.
He was looking at the
window. How can I help you?
Calm down, everybody.
Hello?
Oh.
Yes, how can
Mom's
I help you?
On the phone.
I have something to tell you.
He's gay.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I missed a phone call from you guys.
Hey, wonderful. Good day to you, ma'am.
I'm sorry, what?
The CEO, general manager?
Oh, no, I'm not a general manager.
Mm-hmm.
Are you?
Where's your husband?
I am my husband.
Hello?
Hello.
What are you talking about, ma'am?
I don't know. That's why I was just... you asked, where is my husband?
So what are you doing
you
today, brother?
I think you dialed the wrong number. Who are you trying to reach?
David Goodman.
David Goodman?
I'm the CEO, general manager here.
I gotcha, but I'm just saying that this is, you know.
Oh, my God. What are you talking about?
You just dialed the wrong number, dude. You called us, and I was just calling back to see if this was important. Apparently, it's not. It's a waste of my time. Thanks.
Hello? Hey, wonderful. Good day to you, ma'am.
Hello?
This is David Goodman, the CEO, general manager.
Yes, you just called us?
Mm-hmm.
And did you need something?
Where's your husband?
I don't have one. Who are you calling?
Hello?
Hello, who are you calling?
What are you talking about, ma'am?
I'm sorry that someone called on my phone.
So what are you doing
number?
Today, brother?
Who?
David Goodman.
Oh, you must have the wrong number.
I'm the CEO, general manager here.
Yeah, you must have called the wrong number. You called us a few minutes ago. You must have called the wrong number. We're in Montana.
Oh, my God. What are you talking about?
Be the voice of reason.
What's going on, Gavin?
Yeah. Yes, my name is Videncio. I was in there the other day.
Uh-huh.
I stayed the night at your guys' hotel. I have a confession to make. I made something with the pillow when I was in the room.
Something with the pillow? What you mean?
Well, you see, me and a couple of people, we were there, and my friend, he's married, but on the weekends, he's gay. And, you know, I don't like to say what we do, but we get a room together, and his wife doesn't know. And I did something to the pillow because he left me in the morning, and I didn't know because I was drunk.
Oh, did you tear up the pillow or something?
I think what I did was I got the pillow and I fucked it a couple of times. I put my dick between the fluff and I busted a big old nut. So you're going to want to clean the pillows, man.
Okay, which room were you in? Which room were you in?
You're going to want to clean those pillows because, you know, I bit a big load. I ate a bunch of magnesium and zinc pills, and my load came out like a melted marshmallow.
Is this a bit? Are you doing a bit right now? I can't tell if you're doing a bit.
No, it's real, man. I really did it, man. If you don't believe me, go in the room and fucking smell a pillow, man. You'll see what
okay.
I'm talking about,
okay.
man.
Okay, so what room was it? What was the room number?
Well, Does anyone complain about the room smelling like cum?
Not really. What was the date of the reservation?
It was 2 days ago. Two days ago.
Okay, what day of the week was it then?
Wednesday,
okay. Okay, do you know the last name the reservation might have been under?
No. I don't want to say because the man will get in trouble. I don't want his wife. Sometimes.
We usually wash the pill. I mean, that's not really a big deal. I'll just like.
I swear, sometimes I think they're rich. They're rich white people. And sometimes I think she has my phone tapped. I swear to God, man. I think she has my phone. She sometimes listens to me. Sometimes.
All right. Well, I mean. As long as you know, I mean, I don't think we're going to do anything about it. We'll just, I'll just make a note to make sure the pillows get washed. That's all, you
her
know.
Her name is Kathy. Her name is Kathy. Kathy. All
right, what's the last name on the reservation, though?
I don't want to tell, man. I don't want to say the last name, man.
Well,
I do not want
I guess
to
some,
do it.
I guess some poor, kids sleep, sleeping on a mat, a pillow like that. Then
I fucking the pillows, man.
I
fucking
without
the
knowing
pillows,
the last
man.
Name, I can't really look up the reservation.
Okay.
But I can pretty much guarantee
so
I can't. Like,
man, okay,
I don't really think we'll do anything. I mean, we're certainly not going to do anything to you, but I really doubt we'll have any action, just because it wasn't really any property that was destroyed, you know? It was just kind of
crazy.
It seems like
okay.
As long as you can wash the pillow, I'm sure it's fine. Like, or like worst case scenario.
So I won't get in
out.
Trouble for...
No.
I won't get in trouble for nothing?
No, I don't think so. You'll be fine.
I'll be fine so I can do and say whatever I want?
As long as you're just like, let me know what the room number was so we can wash it, but, I mean...
215. 215.
Okay. Let's see here.
I fucking knew it.
Oh!
Gotcha.
I fucking
She's
knew
listening,
it.
Man. She's listening, man. It's talking.
You son of a bitch. Got him.
She fucking on us, man. You fucking got
I fucking
me,
knew
man.
Something was going on. You're dead. You're fucking dead. Alright, well, now I got what I need. Yep, you're fucking done.
No!
You stupid jackass.
No, please!
Alright, thank you, sir. That's all we needed.
No, please, man. I told you.
No, you're fucking done. You fucked my husband.
Do I need to call the police?
Done.
Do I need to call the police?
No. We're good. No, we're good. We're good. Little bitch.
Bring a turkey.
I always bring my pet turkey when I kick some ass. Cause,
Ay, Dios mío, Dios mío.
Ay, hijo de la chingada madre puta.
Oh, you little puta. Puta madre.
No, please.
Tu la maricón. No, escucha, coño.
No.
Come here, little chicken.
Okay, I'm coming.
Hello? Smack, little chicken.
Why are you slapping me, man?
Yeah, slap him harder, yeah.
No more. No more.
Yeah. Harder.
No.
Yeah.
No, please.
Oh, where'd the turkey go? I think that scared it.
Stop slapping my bare ass.
Oh, there
it
is.
Hurt.
No, you yeah. Shut up.
No. Don't slap
right,
my bare ass.
Guys.
It's red.
That's pretty original. That's pretty. That's
my ass is red.
That's a pretty new one.
My ass.
That's fun. Cool.
So hot. So hot right now.
And what?
Do you want to come slap my ass too, man? Do you want to come slap it too?
No. This is really cool. Like, you got a bunch of people in on it. You, like, timed it really well. Like, I appreciate
it. It's
my
mother. It's our mother. That's our motherfucker.
Do you like the turkey?
Fuck you, man. It's Friday the 13th. I hope a ghost flies in your ass. Fuck you, man.
Me too. Peace, dog.
Oh, yeah.
So hot right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thank you,
that's
funny.
Now hang up.
That's a good
one.
Cool.
Oh,
yeah.
Hang up.
I dig hang
it. Hang it up. Okay,
hang up.
Oh, yeah.
Hang up, man. Well, you hang up. I got nothing going
on. Well,
hey, you hang up.
Do you have the machine?
Oh, yeah, ask him. I wonder if he has the machine.
Do you have the machine? It takes water and makes it into a solid form. What is that?
I don't know.
Is there one of those?
I mean, I don't know if we have any of those. Probably not.
You put it in drinks. It's like you put the water in the machine and then it comes out solid and you put it into a cup. What is that called?
I don't know. Is that like that thing at 7-Eleven that makes like the Slurpees?
Wrong!
It doesn't make water hard.
Makes me hard.
Ah!
Yeah, very entertaining. This is pretty chill. I dig it. Appreciate it.
You don't know what it's called, do you? The other guy didn't know what it was called. He was second-guessing himself. He's like, what is... He's like, I don't know, is slushy?
Oh,
I'm
you,
like, no,
you
it's not a
dude
fucking
earlier?
Slushy.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that makes sense. An ice machine? I don't know. What other...
See, you don't even know. Nobody knows.
What the hell else was it? It's
an
ice machine.
You idiot. Idiot, son of a bitch.
Yeah, that's true. That's fair.
I kick in an ass at you.
I'm still waiting for the ghost, honestly. Whatever. I'm disappointed.
Well, you gotta get naked and spread it first. Duh.
Yeah, man. I'm the ghost, man. Ooh. Go in your bathroom, look in the mirror, and say, Jose, 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 and I come out and put my finger up your ass.
That's dangerous. Be careful.
Well, all right, whatever. You got a soundboard. That's pretty cool.
Do you have a kettle? Do you have a kettle?
I actually don't think we have any kettles, no.
That's not a soundboard, man. This is a real fucking turkey in right here, man.
So that's a machine that
is it like
makes
a, is it like
water
a
into a
it's
gas.
Like, is like a radio station or something, or like a podcast, or it's just you guys just screwing around? Seems a little invested.
Yeah, man. Repeat after me, man.
Oh.
I am.
Oh, yeah!
That's, yeah.
Repeat after
that's
me, man. I
Kirby.
Am.
Somebody.
Hey, stupid. You're going to repeat after me or what, man?
What am I supposed to do?
You've been had by 102.4 Cecil and the Buzz FM radio.
You're cute. What's your name? What happened to you?
Oh, my name is Tyler.
Tyler Perry?
Yeah. Actually, yeah, you got it right.
Mm-hmm. My name
ding,
is Nunya.
Nunya Nuts?
Nunya Business.
Yeah, it's disappointing.
Yeah.
All right, well,
yeah.
I got stuff to do, so I appreciate your time.
Phone. Yes, hang up the phone. You have to do. Hang
I
up
don't.
The phone. Thank you for your business.
I hate your time. I don't appreciate it.
Hang up the fucking phone, man.
Hey, hello? Hello?
Yes?
Hello? Yes, hi. Can you tell me, in my room, have any prostitutes passed away recently? Hello?
What room number, sir?
215. Have there been any prostitute passing away ages?
215?
Yes, Chutia.
215 upstairs, right?
Yes, that's correct, Chutia.
Yeah, what's your problem, 215?
My problem is I have a dead hooker haunting my dreams.
Oh, okay, hold on.
She stares at me while I touch it in the room. She hovers over me and she watches me touch my penis.
She lives in the mirror. Every time we walk by it, she looks at us.
And unless my friend hits her with a pillow, she stays.
I'm fucking needing a pillow on the window.
She slimed my penis.
She wet the pillow, so it's not my fault if the pillow is wet when you come, okay?
The
okay.
Lady in the mirror, she told me, get the pillow and fuck it, and it'll feel like you fucking me. And I said, okay. So I fucked the pillow a couple of times. It feels really good.
No, the ghost of her pimp is here.
It's Sir Pimps-a-Lot.
It's a pimp named Slickback.
He says his name is Dallah.
Allah.
Dallah. Pimp.
Allah Akbar.
Tell a makichut.
Hello.
Hello.
Roadman.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
I'm telling you, it's not going to fit in there. I'm telling you.
Just open up wide. There we go.
But I already put the C clamp in there, and I don't think it's going to go any wider.
There we go. Look, it's going in. It's slipping in. There it goes.
Never mind. The gerbil's in. The gerbil has reached.
I lost a
bunch. Question plus. This is Amanda. How can I help you?
What's the plus?
Hey, what's the plus?
Plus of Best Western. We do have a free continental breakfast, and we also have a hot tub and a pool.
Yeah, but so does the hostel down the street. And they have hookers. What do you have?
We don't have that, sir. I'm sorry.
L3RN2SPLL.
Roundabout Hotel. Roundabout Hotel.
Hi there.
Hey, how can I help you?
Hey, I was in the middle of making pasta in my room, and my hot plate burned out. 215.
And
I was wondering if you'd like a spare hot plate I could use.
215?
Yeah.
I think you might call the wrong motel.
No, I got a chicken in the oven too. And
I know, we don't have, what room are you in?
Well, I know you don't have hot plates and stoves, but I kind of brought my own into the room, so.
Oh, okay. What room are you in?
I thought I told you it's 125. Yeah.
Oh, 125? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said 215.
Yeah. Oh, I'm dyslexic, so could have.
No, you're good. What's your name, sir?
Bill.
Bill? I don't have William. Anyone in my room. I don't have anyone in my room 125. One second.
Oh, no.
You sure you're...
There must have been
sure
some clerical error.
You sure you're calling...
Oh, my. What's that?
I don't know.
Yeah. I think that's in the room next to me.
What room are you in?
125? Hmm. The pasta's all right. It's al dente. I guess it'll do. You ever just put salt and olive oil on pasta? Let's talk about it.
Excuse me. I'm not too sure what room you're calling from, sir. There's nobody in that one, though.
Let me look outside and see what number's on the room. Hold on.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry, 1 second.
Okay, honey, baby.
Are there wrestlers staying in the hotel tonight?
No.
Are you sure?
Asshole.
That was...
Morning.
Thank you for calling.
Hello,
sweet Cheyenne. This is Cheryl. How can I help?
Hi, Cheryl. Listen, I had a weird dream last night. I thought it was 2021 again. And I have a chicken in the room with me. Is that okay?
Okay.
Like it's not a street chicken or nothing. It's a feral chicken that I brought from home. And she and I, we have a relationship, you see. I'm her owner.
Okay, well, is there anything I can help you with for Spring Hill Suite?
Yes. Yes, how do I get the egg out of the chicken? And now the chicken's out of the room. What do I do now?
I can't help you with that.
Okay. Would you like chicken for dinner if I bring it down? We can.
Oh, no thanks.
Oh. What's wrong
you
with
have a
chicken
great night.
For dinner?
All right. You have
what's
a great
wrong?
Night.
If you can,
bye-bye.
If you can't, you can
wrong?
Have it.
Half a chicken in my room. And I can't get rid of the chicken in my room. And he's not here.
Call
the phone.
And I'm going, dude, I can't help you with that.
Hello?
This
Hello?
Why is it...
Is anyone there? Hello? Hello?
Front desk, this is Cheryl. How can I help you?
Hey, Cheryl. There's a... Hello? There's a gentleman outside, and he keeps yelling about his little chicken. He's making a lot of noise in the hallway.
What is he doing?
Hey, what's up with my chicken? My chicken.
He keeps yelling. He's in the hallway. He keeps yelling. He said, chicken, suck my chicken. And, like, I asked him to be quiet.
In the hallway where?
I'm in 211. He keeps going in and out of 215, but he's looking at me with menacing eyes.
Look, stop fucking around, Hector. And
okay.
Give me my chicken.
He gave me snake eyes.
Okay.
Is this it?
I'll see what I can do.
You have a
all right. Thank you, sir. Yeah. Thank you, sir. Yeah. I appreciate you.
You have a bag right. For a belly.
Okay. He says.
With hair on.
Springhouse Suites, how can I help you?
The chicken. It's right here. Hello?
As long as it makes no sense.
Thank you for calling Best Western Plus. This is Shauna. How may I help you?
Oh, hi, Shauna. What's the plus in Best Western here? What's plus?
Best Western Plus Wichita West Airport Inn.
Right. What's the plus? What's that mean?
There's like the hotel have a spoiler on it or something. It's like, what is the plus?
I'm just concerned for my pocketbook. That's all.
Okay,
yeah, we don't want any, like, extras. Like, I went to buy, like, a family car, like a Toyota Corolla or something, and there was one with a spoiler. I'm like, dude, you can't put a spoiler on a Corolla. It's a Corolla. You've just admitted that you're just driving a boring car and putting a spoiler on it isn't going to fix it.
Right.
Amen.
Yes.
So what's the plus? Is it the spoiler of hotels, or what is it?
Oh, give me one
Amen.
Moment.
Amen. Bend over, man.
Does a hotel have ground effects on it? Neon lights? What?
Excuse me, man. Excuse me, ma'am. How many fat women will be staying on the floors above us?
Can we fucking you, man?
Thank you for calling Days in West. How may I help you?
Hey, how you doing? Listen, there's some type of stability problems with the room.
Sorry?
Well, me and my friends, there's about 12 of us in here, and we were just taking a group photo, and we all got to one side of the room by the window, and now the room is uneven. We're afraid that the room is going to capsize.
Oh, okay. You have a good
night.
So we're
trying to figure out how to correct it. Shut up.
In his place, so...
Yeah. Oh, fuck that. Hey, did you hear about when Trump took all those documents home and he was going to frame them so all the Chinese people could see them when they came in to change his sheets?
Mr. Deeds? Is your name Mr. Deeds? I want to change your socks.
No.
I want to change his strap on.
Nuno?
Hey, how's your poop dick?
Sir, I would be honored if you let me change.
I'm help you.
Hi. My name is Limp Dick.
What do you think of that, Chutia Sala? Can we be friends?
You
I'm
stupid
lonely.
Motherfucker. I'll fucking throw my shit at you. I'll
my
take
friends,
a shit in my hand and throw it right at your face.
My friends, they call me Haram Jarikute. Makes me
I'll
very
open
sad.
Your mouth. I'll open your mouth and bend over and fart in your fucking throat.
How do you like that, motherfucker, bitch?
Hi, there are a bunch of owls in the tree outside my room.
Yeah, your sister's there too.
That's good.
She's like a fucking monkey.
This all communication I recorded, and I know your phone number too. And now you call, then I call the police.
What is my phone number?
Yeah, that's I have.
Are you not a man?
I complain to police station and all information give to them.
There's no such thing.
Okay.
Are you not a man?
Are you not a man? Okay, let us see.
Are you not a man? Are you not a man? Are you a woman? Are you a woman going to cry?
Best Western Sandy, this is Destiny. How can I help you?
Destiny.
Yes. Oh, my God.
What's up, baby?
It's so funny. You have such a monotone voice.
What's up, baby? You remember me,
so
baby?
So funny. Yeah, I remember you.
Yeah. Of course you do, baby. I'm in your dreams. Ain't that right?
Oh, my God. You're way too Rico Suave. You're way better at this than Josh. All right.
I'm suave.
I'm glad someone called me. Tell Josh I'm at
him. Oh, well, we have audio of Josh and Anthony.
Anthony?
Yeah. Taylor and Anthony?
Don't tell her I'm here. Don't tell her I'm here.
Well, I was in the room taking a shit, and Anthony and Josh, they were fucking in the bed. They didn't know I was already
in the room.
I remember that
from last time.
Yeah. And Gabby's here too. Gabby's right here too, baby.
You're so funny.
What I'm gonna need you to do is just... Oh shit, you wanna kick it?
I don't know. I don't know. But I definitely need to come over.
Hell yeah, come over here, baby. I'll fucking get your pussy all wet.
Oh, that's so gross. Why? How can you say that word? All right, I have to go.
My pussy. Tell her about the pussy. The pussy party.
My bad.
I remember that from last time. She was so grossed out by that word.
Thank you for calling Super Vista Airport. How can I help you?
Hello, I'm looking for someone in a room, a bench out in a room, please.
I'm sorry?
I'm looking for a bench out in a room, please.
Benchod in a room?
Yes, benchod room. Benchod in a room.
Yes, if you don't have benchod, we'll take a haram jari kutet. That's good too.
In a one appointment with your mother in a chod. Mother chod.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm trying to get in.
Oh, we're sorry. Yeah, get in.
God damn it.
Put yourself in there.
Hi, can I get in there?
I'm sorry?
You got any vacancies?
Yes, I do, ma'am. Come on by. We've got plenty of rooms.
I'm a man, not a ma'am. God damn you.
That's
a lucky number.
Hello, thank you for calling Red Dauphin and Conference Center. This is Alex.
Hi.
How may I help you?
Hi, Alex. Is room 43 available? Do you have any that end in 43?
No, sir. We don't have any room with number 43.
Do you have any with 13 or something close to there?
We actually don't have two-digit numbers, sir.
Oh, you have 215?
Yes,
my brother
likes
to stay in 215. Yeah, let me put my brother on. He really loves the 215.
Yeah, I like that number.
Not you.
Well, the other brother.
Yeah.
Hello, Wichita Westin and Suits. How may I help you?
Hi, I'm in the room, and the telephone, the 9 and 0 buttons are really greasy.
The telephone is greasy?
Yes, the telephone's greasy. Someone's been putting in, maybe they put it inside themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little concerned for my safety, is what I'm trying to part onto you.
Can you tell me your room number? I can give you the vibes, so it could be clean.
What now?
You are going to use the telephone right now, right? And
yes,
it's greasy, right?
The telephone's all greasy. It's very greasy. Now, I think there's some bits of maybe doo-doo, feces, caca on here. Because it looks like somebody's been doing something dirty with it.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I was making a booty call. That's why the phone's dirty.
Why is the lube all over it? Why is it all greasy, son?
Well, I ate, you know, some greasy food, and then I did a booty call.
He was doing things with a long-legged, pissed-off Puerto Rican.
Mm-hmm.
What's her name?
Carlita.
Carlita.
Okay, you boys take the phone. I'm going to go outside and use my cell phone.
No.
We need the wipe. We need the wipe.
Where are the wipes, Father? Father wipes.
They're in the diaper bag, son. Now, where's the baby?
Why do we have a diaper bag? Where's the baby?
Give us our daily wipes, Father wipes.
Give us this day our daily wipe.
Can you tell me your room number?
Give us our feces.
We're in room fuck.
Yeah. The room number is F-U-C-K.
U-C-K?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's F-U-C-K-215. Fuck.
I'm not making it up. That's what's on the door. It says fuck 215.
It's 215?
Maybe you've got some...
Yeah.
Can you come to the reception? I can provide you the wipes.
I can't, because I have the phone in me. I have you on speakerphone. I have the phone inside of me. Say hello to my anus.
Hello.
The phone is in his intestine.
It's going to reverse. I'm sucking the phone up through my ass, and it's going to come out my mouth.
It's quite a trick.
Yeah, Cartman did it on South Park. He made shit come out of his mouth.
Yeah, we're with the circus. We charge people money to see feats of fantastical things, and then we came up with this idea where he puts the hotel phone up his ass and it comes out his mouth.
Yeah.
I think people really enjoy it.
Okay, I can provide you the wives at 215, right?
Yeah, step right up. Come one, come all. See Dwight put the phone in his ass and come out his mouth.
You should actually just transfer us to 215.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, box it in. Hello.
Hi, I'm calling about getting a room. Do you have any vacancies?
Yeah, we have. But we have only queens. Queens.
Oh, yeah, how many queens?
Yeah, I have a complaint though too.
Hold on there, brother. What?
Okay.
You got some queens?
Sorry?
You have queens?
Yeah, we have only queens. Kings are finished.
Is that where I go for Gondo?
Sorry?
Yeah, let me put my brother on. I'm very I'm driving and I'm very high. I'm driving high.
Yeah. I have a complaint about my room.
Sorry.
I have a complaint about the hotel in general.
Yeah.
There's an infestation. There's an infestation. Infestation.
Yeah,
infestation.
Okay.
You know what that word?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
The hotel is infested with other guests. And I want that taken care of. I don't want other people around me. I've got to take care of this.
No, sorry.
The hotel is full of people.
Yeah, it's full of people.
Yeah, it's an infestation.
Sorry. Yeah, we don't have that. Because we have full of people, we have only 1 to 2 rooms are available for the night.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Well... I don't know. Other people make me nervous, so you gotta get rid of them all.
Motherfucker, what the fuck, you punk-ass bitch?
Sorry, we can't have that.
Who's that? I'm not used to being talked to that way.
Sorry. Yeah, we have rooms, but it's only queens are available right now, but only 2 to 2 rooms are available. Because it is full.
You're talking shit?
I need 2 rooms.
Yeah, okay.
But, yeah. What I need you to do, though, is They need to be next to each other. You have
next
two rooms next to each other.
Yeah. Okay.
Hello there. Are you soaking yet?
Because I'm going to have some ladies over. Yeah, Savannah's one of the ladies. She's
okay.
going to come to the room. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But she weighs 1,200. She weighs 1,200 pounds, so I need two rooms.
Vegetarian?
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
Can you break the wall between the two rooms so that she can pass?
No. We can't do that because there is no connection between two rooms.
Oh.
Yeah. But. But you can't get the rooms for, it's one on second floor and one on third floor. We don't have rooms in same floor because it's all full.
Do you have a fireman's pole? Can we put a fireman's pole, like, on the third floor to go down to the second or first floor?
Yeah, we have.
Can we put a GPS in your box and open trap door at the bottom? So when you check the GPS, you check the trap door and it goes straight down to the hell?
Jason.
Huh?
Hey.
Hello?
You're cute.
Hello?
Hello?
Ah, you have any vacancies, sir?
Give me a second.
Orange chicken.
Savannah, quiet down there. We'll talk about your farts later. Why you fart all over me?
No.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Orange chicken.
Yeah. I'm touching myself.
Orange chicken.
I will do that for you. I want you to spin me on your dick like a fidget spinner.
What the fuck?
Hello?
Don't question Savannah's sexual activities.
Savannah's stuff being out. Hey, how you doing there, honey baby? My name is Savannah, and I want to fart on you.
Good evening. Thank you for calling Hampton Inn.
Hi, I'm being official tonight. I'm here with my family and my station wagon.
Hi.
We're all trying to make room bookings.
Hello?
Hi, good evening. Thank you.
Hello?
Do you judge me if I'm a virgin?
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Is this Savannah?
No, I'm sorry.
Is this Destiny?
No. This is a hotel.
I know who this is, the hotel, but who is it?
My name is Savannah.
Oh, hey, what's up? Can you fart on me?
I will do that for you.
You will? Oh, shit. Like, come here, then.
Yeah. Mm, yes.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, bye.
I can barely fit that. I'm so tired.
Wait, don't hang up, baby. She's fan service.
Thank you for calling Days in Hutchison. This is Scott. Let me help you.
Oh, fuck. Savannah's on my dick right now, bro.
My name is Savannah.
You come record us,
going Days in Hutchison.
Hi. I'm in my room, and I'm being haunted by the ghost of a prostitute who was in here last time. Oh.
Thank you.
keep it dripping wet. In other words, I could put my mouth over your pussy and just drink that juice, baby. Drink that juice, baby. Drink that juice, baby. Oh, yeah. Drink that juice, baby. Drink that juice, baby. Drink that juice, baby. Oh, yeah. Baby, I know some titties are just poking through your little t-shirt there. Oh, yeah. Them nipples are standing aroused, erect. Oh, yeah. That's what I love it. I love to drink that pussy juice. Oh, yeah.
Daddy's angry now.